Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is An Angel Told the Women Jesus Was Alive. In Matthew 28, we're reading the Bible, New Testament, and we're going to be finished reading the Bible in December 31st. And if you're following me on Facebook or on the Bible reading schedule, you will have read the Bible in 1 year. Praise the Lord. So we're in Matthew 28. Jesus already died. And on the third day, early Sunday morning, he arose from the dead. The tomb was empty. All right. Early on Sunday morning, as the new day was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went out to the tomb. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and rolled aside the stone and sat on it. His face shone like lightning. Clothing was a brilliant white. And the guards shook with fear when they saw him and fell into a dead faint. Then the angel spoke to the women. Don't be frightened, he said. I know you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is here, for he has come back to life again, just as he said he would. Come in and see where his body was lying. Now, go quickly and tell the disciples that he has risen from the dead, Galilee, to meet them there. That is my message to them. The women ran from the tomb, badly frightened, but also filled with joy, and rushed to find the disciples to give them the angel's message. And as they were running, suddenly, Jesus was there in front of them. Good morning, he said, and they fell to the ground before him, holding his feet and worshiping him. Then Jesus said to them, don't be frightened. Go and tell my brothers to leave at once for Galilee to meet me there. Story of how the women were the first ones that went to his grave. They were planning to anoint his body with oil, and as they normally did, prepare the body. But instead, he was not there. He is alive. He was alive, and he is alive forevermore. Later on, you're going to see that people are actually going to see him float up into the sky. And go to heaven. Isn't that wonderful? We have a God that is real. He's not an imagination. He's not someone that makes up stories. This is not a story. This is the truth. And same way that he came alive and went up into the air and disappeared is the same way he is coming back. How do I know? Because in the Bible, the angel tells the people, what are you doing looking up there? Don't you realize that the scriptures have to come to pass? The same way that he's leaving, same way he's coming back, in out of the sky, on a white horse, with all the angels and his people. Friends, an angel told the women Jesus was crucified, and now he arose from the dead. Later, the women saw Jesus alive, and they were filled with joy. Why were they filled with joy? Because if he is able to be raised from the dead, so can we. They were thrilled to hear and to see with their own eyes that Jesus is alive forevermore. Matthew 27:53 says, after Jesus' resurrection, they left the cemetery and went into Jerusalem, and he appeared to many people there. And the Bible says that the graves were opened and many Christian people lived again. They were also raised up with Jesus. Can you imagine? Believe that Jesus died for you. On the cross, he paid the price for your sin, for my sin, for the whole world's sin, the good and the bad. He died for them. When we come to Jesus, we can accept him as our Savior, and he promised us eternal life. Just as he has eternal life, we too, not about what we did, all the sins that we committed, all the rebellion that we have in our hearts, it's about what Jesus did for us. He was the perfect sacrifice and died for you. Would you like to know? Pray with me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart. Lord, change me, Father God. Give me new life. Make me into a new creature like the word says of God. Yes, remove all my I believe you died for every one of my sins. And Lord, you forgive me, Father God, and you receive me as your son, Father God. You will wipe away all my tears one day, Father God. Father, I thank you right now for saving me. I forgive those who have hurt me, Father God. You persecuted whatever happened, Father God. I release them to you right now. You forgive them, sir. I forgive them just as you forgave me. Lord, I receive your eternal life. Receive the promise of our coming back today. I give you all praise in the name of Jesus. Friends, if you prayed that prayer with me, tell me about it. Let me know that you are a believer. You believe. What are you believer about? Jesus died for you. And Jesus is Savior. He's your Savior. Let me know about it. Amen.